reach you, if they want to reach out to you for constituent service, or if they just have a question about some legislation that either you're sponsoring or maybe other Republicans are sponsoring, where can they go?
Two things. And again, especially for those of you who are wondering, you know, what bills changed and why did you vote for a certain bill? Is it changed? Is it an amendment? Either, you know, Hammond4Nevada at gmail.com is my email. Hammond4Gmail.com. That's an easy way to get a hold of me. Or my phone number, 702-523-9055.
It's always good to visit with you. Keep fighting that good fight up in Carson City, will you please?
Oh, that's awesome. I'm looking forward to hearing about your visit to the border.
It was absolutely eye-opening. I went. In fact, I was just thinking about this. I went to the border last Wednesday. So a week ago Wednesday, I was there on the Rio Grande River, in the Rio Grande River, in Mexico, and it was incredible. It really opens your eyes about what's going on down there, and you see that this is such a complicated problem. It's going to take a complicated solution. A bumper sticker, a slogan like "Let's build the wall." It's part of it, but it ain't all of it. So, anyway, you and I'll have that conversation over a couple of brewskis, okay?
All right, we'll do that. Of course, you know I don't drink, but we'll do it over something.
We'll do it over a 7-Up.
Yeah.
Scott, thanks, man. We'll talk soon.
Thank you. Bye.
There you go. Scott Hammond, State Senator, District 8. That's right. He doesn't drink. I don't drink much, but when I do, stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
They were one of the most successful bands to ever hit the recording scene. The Bee Gees. Now, the showroom at South Point presents the ultimate tribute band honoring the Bee Gees. Staying Alive. Solid gold hits. May 5th to the 7th. Tickets to the box office online at southpointcasino.com or charged by phone 702-797-8055. Staying Alive. The music of the Bee Gees at the South Point.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
Time for a weather update, and yep, there's still weather outside. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold, so wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get a basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share Our American Stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm Danielle Gallant, your Assemblywoman from Nevada's 23rd District. With the Biden-Harris liberal agenda causing skyrocketing inflation, rising crime, and a crisis at our southern border, it's up to strong conservative representatives in Nevada to stop the chaos and protect our businesses, our communities, and our constitutional right. As a small business owner and a mother of two young boys, my focus is to advocate for small business, school choice for our children, and freedom from government interference in our lives. You don't need government dictating how you should live, work, and be happy. That's why I decided to run for the Nevada Assembly. Now, I'm proud to be working alongside Governor Joe Lombardo to protect Nevada families and their rights. I know you know best how to provide for your family and raise and educate your kids. My conservative colleagues and I are fighting to protect Second Amendment rights, help our police forces fight rising crime, and pass laws that fight election fraud and secure our elections. We are working to get it done the Nevada way.
KMCQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, the backups have grown since we last spoke at the top of the hour on Interstate 15 northbound. Once you get past the 215 interchange, you're going to be touching the brakes there, and it's pretty much bumper to bumper as you work your way past Tropicana. Remember, the Frank Sinatra exit is closed on Interstate 15 northbound. Also, slow flows through the construction Interstate 15 southbound. That's mainly between Sahara and Tropicana, and you're really gummed up through there as well. Remember, the Tropicana exit is closed on Interstate 15 southbound. Also, watch for crashes Serene at Eastern, Sahara at Nellis, Decatur at Farm Road, and Rainbow at Tropicana.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMCQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Astros beat the Giants 7-3 on Monday. Mauricio Dubon had three hits, highlighted by a tie-breaking RBI double and a five-run seventh. The Padres beat the Reds 8-3 Monday for their third straight win. Fernando Tatis Jr., three hits and a run score. The Dodgers pounded the Phillies 13-4. Left fielder David Peralta, 2-for-4, four runs batted in. Mookie Betts, 3-for-5 with three RBI. NHL playoffs tomorrow night. The Golden Knights host the Oilers. Vegas eliminated Winnipeg in the first round, 4-1. The Oilers got by Edmonton in six games. NBA playoffs on Monday. The Nuggets beat the Suns 97-87 to take a 2-0 lead in the best of seven. The series shifts to Phoenix on Friday night for Game 3. Game 4 Sunday night. If necessary, Game 5 is in Denver next Tuesday. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMCQ Sports Flash.
Give a little love. This week at Macy's, find great deals on a gift she'll love just in time for Mother's Day. Like fragrance gift sets from her favorite brands, like Lancôme, Estée Lauder, Carolina Herrera, and more. Give her a new bag from Coach and Michael Kors, $250 and under. Plus, update your weekday wardrobe with wear-to-work separates, $150 and under. And get contact-free curbside pickup or pickup in store today at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
It's all about Las Vegas, live and local with Kevin Wall, now weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670, KMZQ, talk radio, done right.
I always love Tuesdays. One reason is it's the day we get to have Megan Barth on, and she always lights them up. I mean, she gets people really, really fired up. She was on this morning. Early afternoon, and I asked her about the story in the on her platform, thenevadaglobe.com, and I asked about the story about how one Democratic assemblywoman wanted to legislate parents. Listen to this.
Yeah, it's like when they say the quiet part out loud. You know, this is what we've been talking about for years. I said, you know, this is not your grandfather's or grandma's JFK Democratic Party. These are radical leftists, Marxists, communists who believe in authoritarian force. And she does. She clearly stated during a committee meeting related to the governor's AB 400, which is the school choice bill.
And by the way, would you do me a favor, identify the member, because a lot of people probably don't know her.
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. It's directly on our website, thenevadaglobe.com. It is the featured story, and that would be Assemblywoman Monroe Moreno.
Yeah.
She's also the Nevada Democratic chairwoman of the Democrat Party. So she has a lot of authority, a lot of power. She has been in the assembly for, I think, going on a decade now. And so, you know, she was the chair of the committee. And she stated that in public. She's basically said, all my kids went through the public school system in Clark County, and people can say what they want about CCSD. We have some amazing educators in CCSD, and they did a great job with my kids and others. And a lot of it is parent input. I wish I could legislate what parents do, but I cannot. Had to say that. You know, I don't think many people have a problem, specifically the parents in CCSD, with the teachers. So this red herring that she throws out that somehow this is an attack on teachers is completely unfounded. What is founded is that the Clark County School District and Nevada as a whole is 49th in the nation. Only one in four black students in the district are literate. And so when you have the current system as it is, which forces parents and their children into a certain school based on their zip code, they then have no choice to remove their child from that failing school and put them in a better school, perhaps outside of their zip code. They can't afford private schools. If they can't afford private schools, they have no other option. So what Governor Lombardo and his administration has done is crafted Assembly Bill 400, which removes the zip code requirements. It opens up the zip codes, thereby, in their estimation, and I think anybody with some common sense, would realize that competition breeds success. And so what it looks to do is allow these better schools the opportunity to serve other students And if there is an overcrowding situation, then the district or community, county, et cetera, can apply and open up a charter school in response to this overcrowding.
Megan, let me ask you, where did her schooling begin as a child? Did she go to public schools or private schools?
She went to private school.
Wait. So in other words, she's trying to talk down to public school parents, but she went to private school.
Right. She went to private school, and she credits the hard work of her parents. She said her mom worked two jobs to afford tuition, and that is why she argued that Joe Lombardo's school choice bill is not necessary. So, you know, her solution to this problem is for parents to work two jobs so they can afford private school.
That makes no sense at all. Let me just ask you, we were down by the border in McAllen, Texas on Wednesday night last, and a bunch of us from Clark County that were down there with Americans for Prosperity Foundation, and we were monitoring about an hour and a half's worth of the hearing, and I was really impressed with the supporters. I mean, the supporters made a very good run at this thing. I was impressed. I don't know if you got to see much of it or if you saw all of it, but it was impressive, the supporters.
Yeah, I watched most of it, and the supporters of AB 400 outnumbered those opposed to AB 400. And what was interesting about the supporters was not just the demographics, it crossed all demographics and ages, but it was that the largest teachers union, the Clark County Education Association, came out in support of this bill. Conversely, you saw the National Education Association, the state chapters of the National Education Association, come out against it. So what does that tell you? This is about local control, not national oversight, whereby Nevadans far and wide, according to many, many polls, show that parents across all income levels, across all demographics, simply want choice when it comes to their child's education. You know, Democrats are all about choice when it comes to abortion. Democrats are all about choice when it comes to picking your gender. But they're not about choice when it comes to the education of children, because they are held and bound to the purse strings and the power of the National Education Association. The National Education Association and those who are opposed to school choice want to keep things the status quo because they continue to declare a crisis and demand more money. We have given billions and billions of dollars into the Nevada public education system through tax hikes, fees, et cetera. And what we have gotten is a decline in educational outcomes. Throwing more money at the problem obviously has not worked. Joe Lombardo wants to throw $2 billion more at a failed education system in order to improve it. But at the same time, he also wants to improve the opportunities related to choice when it comes to education.
Well, and from a strategy standpoint, this is what I've gleaned just from following this pretty closely over the last 6 or 7 weeks, and that is AB 400, it would be a major victory for the governor, and there may be something that the Democrats want somewhere down the road that they're gonna play that card and say, okay, we gave you AB 400, we want such and such a bill. Is that what it's going to come down to? And is there going to be some horse trading that gets done down the stretch on a bill like this that has at least some bipartisan support?
Well, I haven't seen bipartisan support yet as far as bipartisanship in the legislature for this bill. I've seen bipartisanship support from the grassroots. I've seen it from the teachers union, the CCEA. I've seen it from the administrators, those within the Nevada Department of Education, et cetera. I have yet to see, as if you watched the hearing, not one Democrat really expressed their support or approval of this. So we'll see what happens when it goes to the floor for a vote in the Assembly and Senate. It has not been scheduled yet. I will be at the legislature when these votes take place. But there is always horse trading. There is always negotiation. There is always compromise when it comes to passing legislation.
That's Megan Barth, the editor-in-chief of thenevadaglobe.com. Great platform. If you don't check it out, you're missing out. If you want to know what's going on in Carson City, you want to know what's going on down here, you got to check it out. It's called thenevadaglobe.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the... Woo!
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. The use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hunter Biden is supposedly in a courtroom in Arkansas earlier today. I don't know where we are on that particular issue. I know we'll be checking the top of the hour news in just a few minutes because I'm guessing there will be more information coming out of this Arkansas courtroom. And it's a simple child support. I mean, I've gone through hearings like that. Anybody that's been divorced at one time or another, you end up going to court to discuss child support. Should it go up? Should it go down? Should it stay the same? That kind of thing. Visitation rights, blah, 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 blah. This is something that could blow up the Biden presidency. And Hunter Biden doesn't want to give up any of this information. The information on the laptop the FBI's had for months, nothing's happened. This may be the linchpin where this happens. And James Comer was on, I believe it was Newsmax, and I found it interesting. Jonathan Turley saw these comments from James Comer. James Comer is the head of the House Oversight Committee, member of Congress, a Republican. And listen to Jonathan Turley and his reaction to James Comer of Kentucky.
Are you standing by witness, witness intimidation? The witnesses and the whistleblowers are being intimidated by the president's son's lawyers. You stand by that and you say you have evidence of that?
It depends on your definition of intimidation. If you get a call from the lawyers and they remind you of your potential liability in some of these business schemes, then yes, I would consider that witness intimidation.
So why—
we're going to ask for immunity for some moving forward.
Yeah, you immediately tweeted about that, Professor. Explain why that caught your eye.
Well, as you remember, Trace, figures like Stone, who was associated with Donald Trump, were investigated for contacting witnesses. This also follows after a very highly publicized meeting in which Hunter Biden acquired a new team of lawyers and advisors. And what was interesting is that this meeting was leaked to the press, obviously by people in this meeting. And the whole message was that they were going to get more aggressive, that they were going to pursue their critics. And then Abby Lowell and others have sent out letters asking for his critics to be investigated by the IRS and to ask for criminal investigations of those who have been speaking out against him. So this is part of a very aggressive period for Hunter Biden. It's not succeeding, but these lawyers have to be very careful. This is a dangerous line to walk. And the question for Merrick Garland is going to be, at what point does something like this cross the line, given what they've done in the past with Trump associates?
It's interesting because I noticed when I was reading your op-ed that you believe that maybe the best course of action for Biden and for Hunter Biden and his attorneys is to strike some type of plea deal, a capstone plea, as you called it. Explain that for us.
Well, you know, the best time for them to have wrapped this up would have been before the Republicans took control of the House. Now the Republicans have issued subpoenas. They're generating a lot of new information publicly. That's putting a great deal of pressure on the Department of Justice. What the Biden team would like is, if they're going to be criminally charged, to cap this out at some tax charges, maybe a gun charge, to confine the damage, possibly get a plea bargain that would require very little jail time to be served. The longer it goes, the more difficult that becomes for the Justice Department. Every week, we find new evidence where people are asking, well, why is it taking so long? And what about crimes that aren't mentioned in these leaks, like his being an unregistered foreign agent, another crime the Department of Justice used rather liberally against Trump associates?
That's Professor Jonathan Turley from George Washington University and a smart dude on Fox. Stay with us. A preview look at what's ahead for the Golden Knights. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over.